Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's been confirmed that the new Little Angel School in Letterkenny will now open on Thursday, September the 4th. The testing of samples taken from several defective block properties has commenced as part of a group litigation case being taken by Coleman Legal. A strike of school secretaries and caretakers is set to go ahead as planned tomorrow. And the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service continues to battle a large fire at an industrial estate in Derry. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher. First news this evening. It's been confirmed that the new Little Angel School in Letterkenny will now open on Thursday, September the 4th. The school was due to open on Monday. However, parents were advised that due to considerable work needing to be carried out on site and as confirmation from school governance was needed, the opening of the school was delayed. While welcoming confirmation of the opening of the school, parents remain frustrated that it is not opening as planned on Monday. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine says parents have been left in limbo over recent weeks.
That school has laid dormant all summer, the new school. I've been at it several times over the last couple of weeks, and the old school needs to get in contact to see what was happening, because none of us has been informed through the school our change teacher's going to be in September and what. You know, every other year we usually know if it's the same teacher, if they're moving class to a different teacher, whatever, but this year it's been nothing. There's no communication. And of the parents, I've been speaking to teachers yesterday, SNAs in the school, they're even on limbo what's happening for Monday, and that's just not good enough. The buses, everybody's the same. There's no board in that school for over 2 years. When we get back here in September, it's one of the first things they're going to try and get reinstated is a board in that school up there and the Parents Association. As in the Parents Association, we haven't met in over a year. If the Parents Association's there and the board's there, these things wouldn't be happening. There's a direct dialogue then where people can get answers, where people can go and get communication from. We have nothing at the minute.
The testing of samples taken from several defective block properties has commenced as part of a group litigation case being taken by Coleman Legal. The legal firm is seeking damages on behalf of a number of homeowners who have come together to take a case against the quarry they believe to be responsible for the production of defective blocks, Donegal County Council and the National Standards Authority of Ireland. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Coleman Legal has confirmed that some samples taken from a quarry are also currently being tested at a laboratory in Copenhagen. The results of those tests are expected in the coming months. The testing of samples extracted from defective block properties has now also commenced. In an update, Coleman Legal says over the past number of months, they've been working extensively on discovery in the Pathfinder cases that are progressing in the Commercial Court. This work, they say, continues and involves reviewing thousands of documents that have been received in response to their discovery requests to each of the defendants.
A strike of school secretaries and caretakers is set to go ahead as planned tomorrow. Talks between the union FORSA and the Department of Education at the Workplace Relations Commission have paused without agreement. The row centres on access to public service pensions and other entitlements. Over 115 members across almost 90 schools in Donegal are set to take part in tomorrow's strike. The department has been asked to come back to the WRC with an updated position by close of business today. Andy Pike, Head of Education with FORSA, says the ball is in the government's court.
I think it's hopeful that the process is continuing this afternoon. Well, it's not a process that involves direct talks. This is time for the government side to have a wee think about what they want to do. Of course, we're more than happy to come back and hear their final position a little later today.
No hospital hit its targets when it came to breast cancer treatment last year. According to the HSE, chemotherapy must commence within 8 weeks of surgery for 90% of patients. However, the journal investigates found all 9 health centres missed their goals, with just 20% of patients at Letterkenny University Hospital being seen on time, making it the worst performing facility in the country. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the interim measures implemented at the hospital are not sustainable.
What they've done is they've taken 4 inpatient beds and have made them available. And that is robbing Peter to pay Paul. So what can be done? Well, one of the things that was sought funding for by the hospital, I'm informed, was they asked that the opening hours, the operating hours of the service be extended to 8 p.m. and also that it goes into the weekend. The government refused that. And that's just crazy stuff, because by refusing that, by actually, you know, penny pinching in relation to this here, what happens is you're putting people's lives at risk. The issue is in twofold. It is capacity, so it is space that we need within the hospital, and that can be provided, for example, using a prefab, but that needs to be granted and it needs to be applied for. So that's one part. And the second part is staffing. So it's about approval to recruit additional staff or to extend the working hours of existing staff. Yes, we will have surgical hubs. Hopefully we'll have an ambulatory centre as well. But we need short-term solutions here that actually that deal with this. So we need to look at the work practices in terms of recruiting additional staff or extending the working hours for people in there to allow us to use the space that is there, and also provide additional space. Look at a prefab that would be able to actually increase the capacity.
The Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service continues to battle a large fire at an industrial estate in Derry. The blaze broke out in Pennyburn Industrial Estate shortly before 2 o'clock this afternoon. Police were in attendance at the scene earlier today. No further information is available at this time. This year's first round of CAO offers are out, and most students got one of their top three choices. More than half were offered a place on their top pick Level 8 course. Emily Keegan has more.
The CAO has issued 86,098 round one offers to 59,201 applicants. That's over 54,000 offers for level 8 courses and almost 32,000 level 7 or 6 course offers. 80% of the level 8 offers and 99% of the level 7 or 6 offers are for one of the students' top three preferences. Colleges have all been quick to congratulate their new students, with Trinity making a record 4,059 offers, while over 3,800 have received offers for University of Galway, and DCU will welcome over 4,300 new undergrads. There's been a rise in the points needed to get into many popular courses, with all courses at UCD now above 400 points for the first time. Random selection has been used for 25 courses, meaning some students with top grades didn't get a spot for their first choice. Applicants might be offered both a course at level 8 and level 6 or 7, but they can only accept one, and they must be accepted by 3 p.m. next Tuesday.
Former Labour leader Alan Kelly says he won't be supporting Catherine Conley for president. Despite his party backing Miss Conley, Deputy Kelly says he's not sure what she has done to deserve that support. He told Tip FM he voted against her nomination and won't be campaigning for the independent Galway TD. He says he has serious issues with some of Miss Conley's views on international affairs.
You know, as a party, we have to have a level of self-respect. But there is one other fundamental issue, and probably the biggest issue for me. 7 years ago, Catherine Conley believed that supporting Gemma O'Doherty and nominating her was a better option than supporting Michael D. Higgins.
Uisce Éireann has confirmed that water supply is returning to parts of Inishowen following an operational issue at Illy's water treatment plant yesterday. The outage impacted water supply in Redcastle, Quigley's Point, Moff, Moville and surrounding areas. The utility says the treatment plant continues to recharge, and it's expected that the majority of properties will have supply restored by 8 o'clock this evening. One of West Donegal's best-known hotels has gone on the market with a guide price of just under €5 million. The Waterfront Hotel in Dunloe has 65 bedrooms, with agents Savills and TDL Horizons saying there are considerable growth opportunities. Katie Gillen has more.
In their prospectus, Savills say the Waterfront Hotel is a prime trading hotel overlooking Dunloe Bay, with 49 newly refurbished ensuite bedrooms and 16 spacious suites, which will be completed under new ownership. They say the hotel benefits from very significant recent capital expenditure and offers growth potential with an opportunity to complete spa works. The Waterfront's coastal location on the Wild Atlantic Way is highlighted, as is its Gaelic heritage and proximity to Donegal Airport. With a guide price of €4.9 million, Savills say the sale of the Waterfront represents a rare opportunity to acquire a successful trading hotel, which has clear scope for further development and future growth under new ownership.
A new dig's taking place at a bog in County Monaghan for the remains of a teenager who was abducted, murdered and secretly buried by the IRA almost 50 years ago. It's the seventh time Bragan Bog's been searched for Columba McVeigh. James Gold has more.
The Donaghmore teenager is one of the disappeared victims of the Troubles, whose bodies have still to be found. Over the years, a total of 26 acres have now been examined at the bog in the search for his remains. The new dig began on Monday last week. It'll be 5 weeks in total before the identified area is searched.
District support team officers in Derry have arrested a man following a traffic stop yesterday. They were alerted to a white MG car which failed to indicate at a roundabout. The car was signalled to pull over and officers noted a strong smell of cannabis. A search of the car was conducted and a bag containing suspected cannabis seized. The man, aged 25, was arrested on suspicion of possession of a Class B drug and driving when unfit through drink or drugs. He has since been released on bail to allow for further inquiries to be conducted. A Stanish yellow rain warning has been issued for Donegal. Met Éireann say between 6 o'clock this evening and 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, Leitrim, Sligo, Mayo, Galway and Clare, as well as Donegal, may experience significant rainfall accumulations from heavy showers and longer spells of rain. Isolated thunderstorms are also possible, which may lead to localised flooding, poor visibility and difficult travelling conditions. The Minister for Health says legislation will absolutely be introduced for nicotine pouches. It comes after the Irish Cancer Society criticised the government for being slow to bring in laws on new nicotine products, with pouches currently not covered by the legislation on vapes and cigarettes. Concerns have been raised over the marketing of the pouches to look like sweets and the fact they can be easily hidden from parents and teachers when being used. Health Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill says she will introduce laws as soon as she possibly can, but companies often try to move ahead of bans by developing new products.
I'm thinking as well about HHC, which I banned there in the last number of weeks, and how with small changes to medication, to ingredients and so on, you know, those companies take that extra step further. And there shouldn't, I don't like that situation of there being a catch-up between the state and the products that we're trying to regulate. But I have yet to explore whether future-proofing is a measure that can be achieved within Irish legislation.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leader in sports equipment for clubs and schools at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. The FAI have announced that they will introduce a voluntary redundancy programme as part of their restructuring. The sports governing body says the job cuts are necessary for financial stability and to help future strategic objectives. Trade union SIPTU has hit out at the FAI, claiming they have shown utter contempt towards the staff. Rangers will have to come from 3-1 down in tonight's second leg away to Club Bruges in their playoff to progress to the main draw of the Champions League, but the Scottish Premiership side are still yet to win away from home this season. Boss Russell Martin wants his players to keep a sense of perspective.
We've lost 2 games out of 9 together. We want to win every single game, so it's been frustrating, but it's also not like the end of the world. And this week can really change things for us and how people feel about it. How we feel about the work we're doing inside the building doesn't change.
Former Celtic striker John Hartson says their failure to make the Champions League is embarrassing. The Scottish champions lost to Khairat Almaty of Kazakhstan on penalties last night in their playoff round tie, meaning they will now play in the Europa League this season. Hartson says it is a major blow to the club.
It's a terrible result. It's a terrible night for Celtic Football Club. It's one that they're going to have to get over. And, you know, they're going to be there to be shot at now. You know, this is an embarrassing evening, really, for a club the size of Celtic. They should be beating teams like Khairat from Kazakhstan. That's the bottom line. They should be beating these teams, and they failed to do so.
Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim says he's going to mix up his squad for tonight's EFL Cup match at Grimsby. Forward Rasmus Højlund is available for the game against their League Two opponents, despite transfer speculation suggesting he's ready to leave Old Trafford. Amorim says his squad is still a work in progress.
The games are really, really competitive, and we need time to build the base and then in the future to move forward. And that we'll reach one moment that we need to have Europe for everybody to play games.
Fulham manager Marco Silva says he's determined to get silverware this season as his side host Bristol City in the League Cup this evening. The West London club reached the last four of the competition 2 years ago and made it to the quarterfinals of last season's FA Cup. Silva says they're on the right track to pick up a long-awaited trophy.
We have been knocking the door to arrive in the final stages of both competitions. We already achieved the semi-finals once the last three seasons for the first time ever in this football club, and of course when you already achieve the semis, the next step for us is try to go to the final, but we have to go step by step.
In other games, Seamus Coleman could feature for Everton as the Toffees host Mansfield Town, and Premier League Brighton go to Championship side Oxford United. Alexander Isak has been named in the Sweden squad for their upcoming World Cup qualifiers. The striker hasn't played a competitive match this season after saying he wants to leave Newcastle. In golf, American golfer Keegan Bradley has not selected himself in the captain's picks for next month's Ryder Cup. He's gone for Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, tournament debutant Ben Griffin, fellow rookie Cameron Young, Patrick Cantlay and Sam Burns. They'll join the six automatic qualifiers for the event against Team Europe at Bethpage Black in New York. Moving on to tennis, 7th seed Novak Djokovic is in second round action at the US Open. As we went to air, the Serb was on serve in the first set against American Zachary Svadja at Flushing Meadows. In the women's draw, 2021 winner Emma Raducanu has just won her match against Janice Chen in straight sets. And Victoria Azarenka and Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova are also in action. Azarenka leads by a set to love in that round 2 encounter. Finally, in horse racing, there is a 7 race card at Bellewstown underway, where the first went to post just before 5 o'clock. That is all your sport for today. I'll be back just after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning with more. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, European Movement Ireland is urging primary schools in Ireland to register for the Blue Star programme next year. The programme, which is in its 15th year, introduces children at primary levels to the EU and is designed to promote a greater understanding of European democracies, languages and cultures. This year, 350 schools nationwide, 20 of them in Donegal, are involved, and European Movement CEO Noel O'Connell is anxious to see more Donegal schools take part. Speaking ahead of the close of registrations on October the 10th, she says 2026 will be a particularly important year as Ireland takes on the EU presidency in June.
This is a really exciting time for the Blue Star programme because as of July next year, Ireland will be essentially in the leadership role in the EU when we take over the presidency of the Council of the EU. What we really want to see here in European Movement Ireland is an increase in number of primary schools from Donegal taking part. It's a free programme. We send out the resources. We're here to support the teachers, the pupils, and it's a fantastic way of bringing the communities together and learning about, as you said, our shared history, our culture, our geography, and how important this all is in a world that is rapidly changing at such a pace.
The support for the teachers is important because we know that teachers, particularly at primary level, are pinned to their collars already. And in many cases, teachers will say the last thing they need is more work.
No, 100%. And some of our colleagues working on it are teachers themselves. So we fully respect and admire and so value the input of our fantastic teachers. They really are the champions and the drivers of the programme. And the beauty of the Blue Star programme is that it is so aligned to the curriculum that the teachers are already, you know, teaching their pupils about. There's really no extra work. You know, we send them a couple of resource packs, little booklets that the kids love, and what they're teaching in terms of history or geography or art or music or drama, it's just included as part of the work of the Blue Star programme.
Bunkrana's Children's Charity has published figures this week showing that so far this year, the initiative has helped 26 children and their families, providing over €7,640 in direct support since January. The committee says that none of this would have been possible without the continued support of local people, businesses and councillors who've donated their time, money and resources to ensure children in need are cared for. Secretary Magella McLaughlin says every euro, every bag of clothes donated to the charity shop and every bit of fundraising adds up and makes a real difference to local families.
We are supported enormously by the generosity of the people of Inishowen. None of this would be possible without their continued support. The local people, the businesses, the councillors, they've given their time, their money, their resources to ensure that the local children that are in need are supported when the time is right. It really all adds up and makes a real difference to the local families.
Donegal County Council's heritage officer says the tradition of rope thatching is being erased from Donegal's cultural landscape, and it's vital that skilled thatchers are trained to ensure the craft survives. Joe Gallagher is hopeful that the opening of the Donegal Thatching School and the first award under the Council's rope thatch mentorship scheme will help address the deficit. He says most Indigenous methods of thatching is being replaced by other styles, particularly in the west and north of the county.
Rope thatching in particular in County Donegal is severely under threat. We have evidence to suggest that over the past 15 years that we've lost 27% of our historic thatch properties, and most of them would have been rope thatch properties. So this initiative under the Rope Thatch Mentorship Scheme really is to try and to encourage people to consider a career in thatching in the county, in particular rope thatching. We have maybe sort of less than a handful of thatchers that are active in the county, most of them on a part-time basis. So really we would need about four other really kind of rope thatchers, I suppose, in the county to meet the current demand. And like I said, you know, it's a case that, you know, even the ones that are in quite good condition now will need, you know, ongoing repairs and maintenance over the coming years. In time as well, they'll need full rethatches. And again, we need to have those skills available, and it will take a few years for people to develop those skills.
Weather now, frequent heavy showers this evening. Tonight we'll see a continuation of heavy showers merging to longer spells of rain at times, with the risk of some spot flooding. Lowest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. It's been confirmed that the new Little Angel School in Letterkenny will now open on Thursday, September the 4th. The school was due to open on Monday. However, parents were advised that due to considerable work needing to be carried out on site, and as confirmation from school governance was needed, the opening of the school was delayed. The testing of samples taken from several defective block properties has commenced as part of a group litigation case being taken by Coleman Legal. The legal firm is seeking damages on behalf of a number of homeowners who have come together to take a case against the quarry they believe to be responsible for the production of defective blocks, Donegal County Council and the National Standards Authority of Ireland. A strike of school secretaries and caretakers is set to go ahead as planned tomorrow. Over 115 members across almost 90 schools in Donegal are set to take part in the strike. And the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service continues to battle a large fire at an industrial estate in Derry. The blaze broke out in Pennyburn Industrial Estate shortly before 2 o'clock this afternoon. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, August 27th. The death has occurred in Croydon, London, of Kathleen McHugh Ní Mathewson, formerly of Cullahy Raffoe, reposing at her residence in Kiltown, Killygordon, from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. today, and again tomorrow from 1 o'clock until 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killygordon, at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on Killygordon Parish YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Sarah Jane Jean Keatley Ní Hamilton, late of 16 Lahull Road, Killincastlederg, reposing at her late home until 9 o'clock tonight, and again tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. A service of thanksgiving for the life of Jean will be held at her late home on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by committal in St. Bestius Church graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St. Bestius Church Bright and Beautiful Restoration Fund, made payable to Robert Armstrong and Son Funeral Directors Enterprise Centre, 1 Drumquin Road, Castlederg. The death has occurred of Mary Gillespie Ní Gallagher, Letchermack Award in Carrick, reposing at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield Ardra, until 7 o'clock this evening, with removal via Kelly Beggs to St. Columbus Church, Carrick, arriving for 8:30 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Donegal Community Hospital. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.